honourable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Samita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
The auditions are over. Now it's time to debate.
The whole concept of democracy is a comment here in the...
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament returns to your radio on Monday, March 7th.
I strongly concur that the barbaric and outdated Act
16 secondary school students made the cut.
For example, if you look at Cameroon, what's happening right now is a little...
But now, to stay in the game, they'll have to go head to head.
The full meaning of a job means joining other businesses, but how...
No second chances, win or go home.
What if AI is the end of the world? What if? What if it will cost the end of the world?
Until we have one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my great debaters, Mondays to Thursdays, live at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And catch the replay the next day from 4 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, showing on DSTV Go TV, Star Times, and on UHF Channel 57.
This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Paystack, supported by Frentivo.
Yes, indeed, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I can't believe it's almost here. It's time for the I Beg to Differ debate playoffs. 15 student debaters have already made it into next week's first round. I say 15 because the person, one of the people, one of the kids who was supposed to debate today pulled out of the tournament. And so the person that she was meant to face will be going automatically into the live debates. It's Victor's lucky day. Victor's in the studio with us here. Victor, how are you doing? Hold on, let me find your mic and put it on for you. All right, say that again.
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, good to have you in our studios. How does it feel to, you know, just walk on over into the live shows?
I'm feeling relieved.
Yeah, relieved?
Nervous before, yes.
You were nervous before?
Yeah.
So you're relieved now, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Did your mom pray a lot? Did she pray a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe her prayers worked. Okay, so I have in the studio with me two gifted debaters. Today we will find out who the final qualifier will be. All 16 of them will, of course, be competing for the grand prize of 1 million naira. The two gifted debaters in the studio with me are about to go head to head. They will also go head to head with the winner, next week. Whoever wins this round will return next week. So now let's debate. Let me introduce the contestants. Our first debater is an SS3 student at the Star Diamond School. She's 16 years old. Her name is Ogene Tano Oromena. Welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is an SS3 student at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry. She is 15 years old. Deborah Pamzat, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
I was very worried about you having to make the trip from Badagry. How was the traffic? Was it easy?
No, the congestion was not very easy at all.
It wasn't easy. How early did you leave Badagry?
We left Badagry 9 a.m.
9 a.m. My
yes,
God.
Ma'am.
My God. What time did you get here?
We got here 3:13.
3:13, what a journey. Well, we're glad you made it. Welcome.
Thank you,
and congratulations on being here. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are for you who's listening to this for the very first time. I'll give the contestants a topic. One of them will support and one of them will oppose. They will each first get 3 minutes to present their positions. And then they'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that their opponents made. We have our panel of judges. They are tuned in, they're listening, and they will judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, number of opponents' points addressed, the strength of your rebuttal of each point. Now, if your scores are tied by the end of the debate, there'll be a tiebreaker round. In the tiebreaker round, you will switch sides. and you will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. So if you opposed before, you're going to support now. If you supported before, you're going to oppose now, right? You'll be scored for all new points you make. If you repeat a point that your opponent made in the beginning, you don't get points for that. So people often pray that it doesn't get a tiebreaker round, right? And of course, you get points for each new point during the rebuttal rounds as well. Now, both of you already know your topic. There should be maximum age limits for elective offices. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that your topic?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes, you
okay.
are.
Okay. All right. Now let's decide who supports and who opposes. As always, I have written oppose and support on a piece of paper. I'm currently shaking it. Don't forget, Lagos, you can watch this tournament live on our Facebook and YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Watch these kids live. And let's pick who opposes. Here you go. Can I call you Tano? No, yes. No, give me back my paper.
Oh, really?
Take one.
I should take one.
Yes. All right, here you go, Deborah. So I can call you Tano?
Yes.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's what everyone calls me.
All right, great. All right, open it up. Let's see who's going to go first. Who picked oppose?
Ma'am.
Who picked support?
Me.
All right, then. Time for round one, the presentation round. We're going to start with the motion supporter, Tano.
Right.
Your time starts now.
Good day, the listeners, the late moderator, panel of judges, our curator, timekeeper, my lovely fellow debater. My name is Romina Ogunamitano, and I'm here to support the motion which says that there should be a maximum age for elective posts. Let me start by saying that in the civil service, there is a maximum age, which is 65 for members that are... Oh my God, I'm so nervous. Okay. Good day. My Jesus Christ, please. Oh my God. I'm so nervous. What do I do?
You relax, you breathe, and you keep going.
Easy. Okay, I'm so here to support the motion which states that there should be a maximum age for elective posts. Now, let me start by saying that there could be persons who no longer possess the skills, the multitasking skills required of people that take part in the presidential or governorship posts. They should not be allowed to... Oh my God, I can't believe I'm actually doing this.
Relax, you've got it. Just breathe. You've still got time.
Really? I don't think so.
You've got 1 minute. You can do a lot in 1 minute. Try again.
I can't.
You can't?
I can't.
Are you forfeiting?
No.
Okay. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a little break, and then she'll get some time to cool off and to calm down and to take a deep breath, and then we'll come back and we'll try again. Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Samitha Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
The auditions are over. Now it's time to debate.
The whole concept of democracy is a comment hearing.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament returns to your radio on Monday, March 7th.
I strongly concur that the barbaric and outdated
act 16 secondary school students made the cut.
For example, if you look at Cameroon, what's happening right now is a little...
But now, to stay in the game, they'll have to go head to head.
The filming of a job means joining other businesses, but how...
No second chances. Win or go home. What if AI is the end of the world? What if? What if it will cost the end of the world?
Until we have one winner, 1 million naira.
Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my great debaters, Mondays to Thursdays, live at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And catch the replay the next day from 4 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, showing on DSTV Go TV, Star Times, and on UHF Channel 57.
This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Paystack, supported by Frontivo.
All right, Lagos, my mother Christmas is going to end in a few seconds. Like I said, when we started, we have our first two debaters in the studio with us. One of them is 15 years old. She's in SS3. She's at Star Diamond School. She's 16. Ogene Tano Oromena. Ogene, are you ready? You're not ready? Do you want to forfeit?
No.
You don't want to forfeit?
Not.
All right. Are you going to go ahead anyway?
Yes.
All right, so let's go. Your time starts now.
Good evening, listeners, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my fellow debater. My name is Oromena Ogunetano, and I'm here to support the motion which states that there should be a maximum age for elective positions in Nigeria. Now, decorated persons who no longer possess the multitasking skills required of a presidential or a governor may find it difficult to perform their task, just like our president, who is 75 years of age, was hospitalized twice during his hegemony. The majority of his first tenure was spent in hospitals in London rather than in the country performing his duties as the president. Also, in addition to that, my God. Okay, there should be a maximum age for elective positions, because the youth are required to be involved in the decision-making process of the country. So if the youth are not properly involved, it will bring about a lower.
Your time is up.
Thank you
very much, Ogene Tano. And now let's move to Deborah Pamzat, who looks ready and raring to go. Deborah, your time starts now.
Since age does not determine input or the quality of what you want to deliver, it therefore starts to reason that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and the ever-attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat of Lagos State Model Senior College, Kanko Badagry, Education District 5. I am here to oppose the proposition which states that there should be maximum age limit for elective offices. The College English Dictionary defines an elective office as the post to which people are appointed as a result of winning an election. Examples of elected officers are the president of a country, the governor of a state, the representative of a constituency, among many others. I vehemently believe that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Why? First, setting maximum age limit for elective offices is an infringement on the fundamental human rights of political aspirants to freely associate and engage in all activities in response to their needs and wants, be it in politics or in any other legitimate engagement. Second, the rigidity and conservation associated with maximum age limits will exclude proactive, versatile, and patriotic citizens not within the statutory elective age bracket from contributing their quota to the development of the nation. Again, the track records of America's President Joe Biden, a septuagenarian, and those of other older political leaders across the globe justifies my stance that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Again, panel of judges, you will agree with me that elderly people command natural respect in a conventional African society, partly because of their experience, as opposed to the youthful exuberance of many young adults that does not match up to the experience of the elderly, which is an essential quality for public office holders. Moreover, apart aside from limiting the level of political participation, proponents of the not-too-young-to-rule idea should not forget that the act of governance is a very, very serious business that cannot be left in the hands of the youth because of its intricate nature. In conclusion, panel of judges, a public office holder requires intelligence to lead a complex nation like Nigeria. And if intelligence, which comprises memory, reasoning, and problem solving, according to Alfred Binet, a French psychologist and lawyer, are characters transmitted through genes from parents to children and from one generation to another without any alteration, placing a maximum age limit will exclude an altruistic generation from contributing meaningfully to the governance. Panel of judges, I strongly believe that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Thank you. I'll be back.
Thank you very much. Deborah Pamzat there, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. Well done. All right. Remember, you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. It's time now for the rebuttal round. This time, we will start with Deborah Pamzat as well. Now, of course, your opponent barely made any points, but she did make a few points. And so we will give you a chance to make a rebuttal of the points that she raised. You have 2 minutes. Your time starts now.
I'm back as promised. Panel of judges, my opponent made the point that at the civil service, there is a maximum age limit of 65 years old. Well, I agree with her, but to not be biased, I do not want a political marginalization in our dear country. Placing a maximum age limit, well, the Article 7 of the 1979 Convention on Elimination advocates equality through ensuring equal rights to and equal opportunities in public and political life, including the right to vote and be voted for, as well as the right to hold public offices at all levels of government. So setting a maximum age limit will cause about disenfranchisement, and it is also illegal. And she also made another point concerning the health issues of our president. Well, I want her to know that human beings differ, the same way our debate is, I beg to differ. So if our president, Muhammadu Buhari, faced health issues before, well, that should not affect the maximum age limit of the country. Because I also have elderly presidents in other countries that are doing fine. Very, very fine. The current president of America, Joe Biden, is a septuagenarian. He is 79 years of age, but still, he is doing very, very fine in his country. The ex-president of America, Donald Trump, was also a very, very good president. So that should not even compromise the fact that there should not be maximum age limit for elective offices. I also have a lot of elderly people that are in the elective office. The governor of our state, Governor Sanwo-Olu, is a very, very wonderful and fantastic man, and we can all bear witness to that. Even the deputy governor, Dapo Abiodun, he's not a youth, is he? No. He's an elderly, but he is doing very good. Panel of judges, there should be no excuse. There should not be maximum age limits for elected offices.
Did she just bang my desk? She just did. Well done, Deborah Pamzat there. Deborah Pamzat is an SS3 student at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan, Badagry. Tano?
Ma'am.
It's your turn.
Okay, she said something about elderly people having more knowledge. So do you mean to tell me that young people cannot have knowledge? You mean to tell me that someone that who's, because they said the age limit for contesting for governorship is 35 years old. So do you mean to tell me that someone younger than that age cannot have good ideas? You said something about elderly people commanding more respect. The founder of Koshchari's group, his name is Maduka Cosmos, he made his first million at the age of 24. And he went back to school at the age of 54 to complete. He made his first million at the age of 24 and went back to school to complete his education at the age of 54. This shows that, like, even at an old age, even at a young age, anybody can do anything regardless of their age. Then you also said something about older people having more knowledge. First of all, a study carried out by MIT's students, Joshua Hashort and Lara Germain, they did say that mental processing skills are peaked at late teenage years and early 20s, which shows that at that age, the mental ability of an individual is at its peak. And the presidential and governorship positions, they do require people who have who have the ability to take quick decisions and ability to think on the spot. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done, Tano. Good job.
No, you don't.
All right, so we're going to write down your points. My panel are currently collating the results, and they'll let me know who won this round. Of course, Lagos, you can watch on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. You can also share your thoughts with us on Twitter. We have a poll up on Twitter right now, and we're asking you who you thought won this round between Ogene Tano from the Star Diamond School, Ogene Tano Oromena, 16 years old, SS3 student at Star Diamond School, and Deborah Pamzat, 15 years old, SS3 student at Lagos State Model Senior College. So while our judges are collating the results, we're also going to be taking a look at what you think on Twitter. Twitter is Nigeria Info FM. Like I said, we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Looks like the results are in. So let's take a look. Looks like the results are in. Let's take a look. Now, during the presentation round, the supporter made 2 points. And supporter style, the judges have graded 0. During the presentation round, opposer made 6 points, made an extra 2 points because of her point on rights infringement. Your style, the judges awarded 5. The opposer rebuttal, judges gave you 3 points. Your style, they gave you 5. Supporter rebuttal, that's Ogene Tano, made 5 points. Your rebuttal style, they gave you 5. The winner, by 19 points to 12, is Deborah Pamzat. Congratulations, you are in the live debates next week.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you both for a wonderful debate. There can only be one winner, of course. And the debater moving to the round of 16 is Deborah Pamzat from the Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan, Badagry. And thank you for taking part, Ogene Tano. You did so well. Remember, out of over 240 applicants, you made it here. So nerves happen. It happens to everyone. It happens to me as well. What you do is you take a deep breath and you keep going. And you did. You found your voice in the second round. Well done. Thank you to both of you. Deborah, we'll see you next week. We'll send you an email with who you're going to be facing next week. All the best. We hope you bring fire when you come back next week as well.
Thank you, ma'am.
Just take it easy on my table. Say, don't break it for me. You can bang it, but don't break it.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you. And Victor, the lucky man who his mother's prayers have ensured that he goes straight into the live shows. Victor, what did you think of this debate?
It was nice.
It was nice. Do you think you're ready for next week?
Yes.
All right. We hope to see you three, you both next week. Thank you so much for joining us. You can leave the studio now. All right, Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back from the break, we will talk to you about what you thought about this round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Welcome back to your number one talk, news, and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
It's 4:37. Did you listen to I Beg to Differ, the live playoffs? We had Deborah Pamzat in the studio with us alongside Ogene Tano Oromena. Ogene Tano Oromena is 16 years old. She's a student at Star Diamond School. And Deborah Pamzat is 15. She's a student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Badagry. And she joined us all the way from Badagry. And she won that round. Ogene Tano had a bit of nerves there going for her. Tunde is a huge fan of I Beg to Differ. And Tunde is also the guy that makes sure that you can watch it live on Facebook and on YouTube. Tunde, what do you think happened there?
Well, first things first, yeah, I want to say if she's listening to Tano, I want to say to her that, you know, it happens. You know, it's even to the best of us, you know, it happens. Nerve setting, you know, you think you've prepared so much, but then you get on the stage and then
stage fright,
mom spaghetti pops out. Yeah. So, yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
It happens. But then a lot of people said probably she, you know, crammed a lot of her points and all of that. But then I wouldn't want to blame her for that. I mean, it shows the kind of educational system we have.
Okay.
I mean, I want to dump that on the kind of educational system we have, where we don't particularly teach children. We don't particularly teach children to actually learn. We just, you know, read enough, you know, cram enough and pass your examinations. Maybe that's one of the, you know, talk about victims or victim of your circumstances. Maybe that's what happened.
Maybe that happened there.
You get so. But again, I would say that, I mean, she should just, you know, let it go. It happens.
It happens.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. I do hope that she has a warm welcome when she gets home. But we've got info for you. We've got announcements about school for you, UNICAF. Yes.
Yes, we do. Right. We're talking about how vaccines save lives every year, right? Since the COVID-19, we've been talking about how, you know, we can develop a safe environment for us to work, to learn, right? And to come to I Beg to Differ, right? So that is why we want you guys to get vaccinated, right? As soon as it's your turn, don't think, oh my God, I've had COVID-19 and I don't need to get vaccinated. It's very important that you register, right? So you can stay safe and also consider your friends, your family, your environment, and get vaccinated. Now, to register for vaccination against COVID-19, all you have to do is log on to nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. That is nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. I'm going to repeat that again. That is nphcda.vaccination.gov.ng. Remember, vaccines save lives.
All right. For those of you who missed the debate, let's play a bit of it for you so that you hear exactly what you missed.
Anyway. Yes.
All right, so let's go. Your time starts now.
Good evening, listeners, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, my fellow debater. My name is Romina Ogunetano, and I'm here to support the motion which states that there should be a maximum age for elective positions in Nigeria. Now, decrepit persons who no longer possess the multitasking skills required of a presidential or a governor may find it difficult to perform their task, just like our president, who is 75 years of age, was hospitalized twice during his hegemony. The majority of his first tenure was spent in hospitals in London rather than in the country performing his duties as the president. Also, in addition to that, okay, there should be a maximum age for elective positions, because the youth are required to be involved in the decision-making process of the country. So if the youth are not properly involved, it will bring about a lower.
Your time is up.
Thank you
very much, Ogunet Tano. And now let's move to Deborah Pamzat, who looks ready and raring to go. Deborah, your time starts now.
Since age does not determine impute or the quality of what you want to deliver, it therefore starts to reason that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and the ever-attentive audience. I'm Deborah Pamzat of Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankobada Green, Education District 5. I am here to oppose the proposition which states that there should be maximum age limit for elective offices. The Collins English Dictionary defines an elective office as the post to which people are appointed as a result of winning an election. Examples of elected officers are the president of a country, the governor of a state, the representative of a constituency, among many others. I vehemently believe that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Why? First, setting maximum age limit for elective offices is an infringement on the fundamental human rights of political aspirants to freely associate and engage in all activities in response to their needs and wants, be it in politics or in any other legitimate engagement. Second, the rigidity and conservation associated with maximum age limits will exclude proactive, versatile, and patriotic citizens not within the statutory elective age bracket from contributing their quota to the development of the nation. Again, the track record of America's President Joe Biden is said to agenarian, and those of other older political leaders across the globe justifies my stance that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Again, panel of judges, you will agree with me that elderly people command natural respect in a conventional African society, partly because of their experience, as opposed to the youthful exuberance of many young adults that does not match up to the experience of the elderly, which is an essential quality for public office holders. Moreover, apart from limiting the level of political participation, proponents of the not-too-young-to-rule idea should not forget that the act of governance is a very, very serious business that cannot be left in the hands of the youth because of its intricate nature. In conclusion, panel of judges, a public office holder requires intelligence to lead a complex nation like Nigeria. And if intelligence, which comprises memory, reasoning, and problem-solving, according to Alfred Binet, a French psychologist and lawyer, are characters transmitted through genes from parents to children and from one generation to another without any alteration, placing a maximum age limit will exclude an altruistic generation from contributing meaningfully to the governance. Panel of judges, I strongly believe that there should be no maximum age limit for elective offices. Thank you. I'll be back.
Thank you very much.
She said, I'll be back, like Terminator, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Terminator. Lagos, let's talk. Tell me what you thought about that. Did you catch it live while it was happening? 0700-993-993-993. Deborah Pamzat won. She's a voice that you just heard. And so she'll be back next week, ensuring that... hopefully she gets into the quarterfinals. Next week is the knockout round, the round of 16, win or go home. 01465-7190. Women, call us on that number. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp too. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for your good work, Joe Baba.
Joe Baba, welcome. Go ahead.
I have dropped my comment on live stream.
Okay.
In all honesty, I was moving for this, you know, the support.
Oh.
But your post blew my mind.
Yeah.
And then... So good for both of them.
Yeah.
And I love the encouragement from you and the other Mr. Tunde that spoke. Ogene should calm down. I mean, it's a blessing in disguise for her.
Okay.
And I want to believe she will go home and work more on herself. And for Dabra, 9 a.m. and it got to VI.
Mm-hmm.
3 p.m. Am I right?
Yes.
It paid off.
It paid
Thank
off, right?
Much.
Thank you very much for calling. You know, waste. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Unanimous.
Unanimous. Okay, welcome.
Yes, I'm one of the students who qualified, and I wanted to say something important.
Okay.
Deborah was my rival. I actually met her in Lagos State debate competition, and she beat me in my district.
Oh, okay.
So she's really good, and this time I'm sure I'll be able to kill her.
You think you'll kill her? All right, please don't.
Yes.
Okay, well, see you next week, Anonymous. We've got more people who are calling us, so let's talk to them. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Kane Day is on the line. Hi, Kane Day. Good to have you on the show. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, welcome.
I cast the debate live. So one comment is, it happens. What happened to turnovers? Like, you know, when you just get to a place and everything just disappears and then you are left blank. But I would like to comment on the education system. I would say, while I was watching, I think like she was trying to remember what was on her head, trying to like she had memorized a lot of what she wants to say.
Right.
But I would like to say that, okay, rather than just allow us in our education system just write books.
Mm.
It would be good if they could incorporate presentation methods in our schools, in our secondary schools, because it would really help a lot in issues like this, debates like this, because you notice throughout my school time, we never had the opportunity of making slides, presenting our cases on PowerPoint and sharing it with our classmates or sharing it in the midst of audiences and stuff like that. So I think this should be an eye-opener for our schools and should encourage and start incorporating arts of presenting in our educational system. That's just what I want to comment on.
Thank you very much for calling, Kehinde. What do you think about that point?
I agree totally. You know, I want to tell you a funny story. So I remember when I started like getting on radio, I was on campus on Unilag and I had to be on radio for some reasons.
Okay.
And I remember the first few weeks, it was literally like my heart wants like to come out of my mouth.
Okay.
You know, because again, I've never actually been in any position where I had to do public speaking.
Okay.
So I agree with that caller that, you know, public speaking should be part and parcel of, you know, our educational system from primary school to secondary school and to, you know, to the university level. Public speaking is very, very important.
But, I mean, we're not all going to be public speakers, so why should we incorporate it? Why shouldn't it be optional?
Again, I mean, for example, Tano, she's here.
Yeah.
If she had had, like, experiences or she had been, you know, put on stages where she had to practice public speaking, I don't think this will happen, you know. So, yeah, so we might not all want to use it. I mean, we all learn mathematics and English in our, you know, primary school.
Yeah.
And but then we got to university, we did different things. But at least you have the, you know, the basic idea, the basic knowledge of, you know, of public speaking. So that when you get on any, you know,
platform,
you're able to express yourself. Yeah.
Okay. We'll take one final call. We have time for just one call. Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yes, I'm calling from Badagry side.
Oh.
And in fact, I'm a fan of that particular girl.
Mm-hmm.
So how come that girl did not make the round of 16? I want to know.
Well, we had more people. We had people who scored higher than her. It's an interesting point, isn't it? How did she not make round of 16? Because the round of 16...
But
that's the thing. See, the people who made the top 14, automatic top 14, you know what? Let me not...
But then, I would love to see, you know, I would love to see her again.
Okay.
I would love to see her debate again.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, there's this thing that, you know, your opponent, you're looking at your opponent and your opponent is already trembling. Mm-hmm. There's this thing it does to your...
It gives you confidence.
It gives you
that she did well because her opponent...
Yeah, you can't overrule that. You can't overrule that. So I would love to see her debate again. Then I can, you know, then draw my own conclusions.
Okay, well, she'll be back next week.
Yeah,
she'll be here when she comes back. I've seen all the comments on Facebook. Oh, more, they're too much. There's no way I'm going to, you know, go over 100 comments. But thank you for commenting. Thank you for watching. The live debates will start on Monday. The main thing, Monday, round of 16, the knockout rounds, win or go home. So Monday, 4 p.m., Tuesday, 4 p.m., Wednesday, 4 p.m., and Thursday, 4 p.m. We're going to have two debates, four students each day from 4 to 5. Don't miss it. It's all going to happen right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm seeing that I still have some time, so maybe I should try and take one other call. 99.3 0700 993 993 993. Dele on Facebook says, Ogene seems not to compose at all. I think she knows what to say but couldn't say it well. All right. 99.3. Hello.
Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Tijani Yusuf says, imagine 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Journey from Badagry to Victoria Island. Congratulations, Deborah. Chisom Chimobi says, well done, Deborah, but others, you can still do better. Do not lose hope in yourself. 99.3, hello.
Hello, this is Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hello. Why are you calling me with a voice changer? Please, I'm afraid before it's someone that will come and threaten me like all day. Please don't call me with a voice changer. Call me with your real voice. Peter Rock Ayorinde says, now so you heard well. She did make that point. Deborah Pamzat, she said that Abiodun was the deputy governor of Lagos. She lost points for saying that. But, you know, it didn't matter at the end of the day because she made other strong points.
Yeah.
Peter says, see, guys, but I agree it's too far. No blame the girl. She won this easily. Okay. We'll take a break when we come back. Let's talk to some Uber drivers. They're going to be talking to us about lag ride. They'll be telling us how they feel about lag ride. I have three of them joining us. So don't miss the conversation when it comes your way.